full moon today, early this morning, which was the Cancer full moon. Cancer full moon always reveals or begins to reveal some aspects of the big package we receive at the time of the winter solstice. The winter solstice was a few days ago on the 21st of December, and now on the 30th of December we have that full moon. The Cancer full moon always highlights some aspects of the year to come, in particular the emotional dimensions of it. This year we enter not a new year, we enter a new era. We are the dawn of a new world. And the full moon brings up to the surface a lot of stuff again. The process at play right now is the extraction of love. Extraction means that from a dense, possibly solid matter, more volatile, subtle material structures will be highlighted. Matter and structure that is more subtle. This we are now becoming aware of, this we now acknowledge and recognize to be the very matter of the world. So, the new, entirely new creations that we will manifest can only come to light if they are based on that frequency. So the buildup of tensions chaos, tumult around the peak of the moon cycle today up part of that process. The extraction of love. Love is not only our essence, it is also the matter of which the world and the universe are made. We perceive it best in our physical body when our heart dilates. And what has been happening in the past days was the separation of the dense matter and the subtle matter within us. And that's also why we are like suspended in a limbo with not much clarity or direction. It is too soon. We are not quite ready yet. We could follow our impulses to move on, yet chances are that we would still repeat old, outdated forms too soon. And it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of maturity, growth, stability, stillness. We have entered a new era. We are going to invest that space, that potential, and continue our personal and collective evolutionary journey. On a new basis. And this is what we have been busy with, preparing for that new creation. It's not a recreation. It's not an upgrade. It's a new creation. So we've been preparing by extracting the essence of all that is. so we can feed on it. And begin to resonate with our divine self strongly enough to maintain a stable relationship with it. And although we are feeling sometimes overwhelmed or stuck or worried or impatient, despite all these emotions we go through, we are ready and not quite ready. What's needed is this response, this inner response to a potential. At this point, because of the anticipation of imaginary worlds and situations, we want to push. And right now, can sit back. We will probably have to ride the entire descending cycle, that is the waning cycle of the moon, until we get enough clarity to know how we can follow inner guidance. And begin the new phase of creation. So, a moment of awe in expectation of extraordinary developments and implementations to come. It's not time bound. It happens when we are ready. Anytime that sudden stillness, expansiveness, and vastness in which things happen, in which things manifest. In which creations become tangible. We are going to operate from a much higher level of frequency and therefore create things, situations, relationships that are entirely different. trying to recreate the shapes and forms we know would only limit the possibilities of further evolution. So, as the moon started waning now, until the next new moon, we can remain in that state of indefinition and dwell in the frequency we have just extracted around the full moon. That frequency of perfection, divine love. That we are made of and that makes all that is. We can stay with that frequency in the expectation of greater things. When our hearts are vibrating, expanded indefinitely, as vast as the universe, then we know. But we have no idea of the how. We know. Deep within, we know right now. Deep within, there is absolute certitude and confidence by the future. We are only invited to resist the temptation to jump in just to avoid the tension and related pain or stress or fear or else. Tempted. We are tempted to, and we do know that there is no need to succumb to the desire to move on too quickly. What is at play so big, so new? And what we are so new to it that we have no experience of it yet. And we so much look forward to that restored unity and wholeness and peace and love. We so strongly feel the urge to be well together. Share a world of love and light with one another. So we are so keen to seeing that reality manifest that we want to jump in sometimes. Let's do something. Just now, it may not be so relevant. We may instead consider that half moon cycle from the full moon to the new moon a gap in which so many other things will unfold that we can finally intuit internally, know clearly when the impulse comes that creates the momentum for action or change or anything else. So we may well give the new year and the new year resolutions a miss. We may just be here in that suspension, watching the unfolding of more aspects of that new package we got on the solstice and deciding on nothing. The reason being that actions taken on the wrong basis will be short-lived or inefficient or possibly completely wrong. Let your being, your divine being, overshadow you and support the process. Find the stillness of nothingness. Within the tension, nothing has manifested yet. Everything is possible. Infinite potential. No rush. Let your heart dilate, expand until they can embrace the wholeness of your being, until they can honor that unique presence, that magical power, fully. Let your hearts find the place of serenity first. Let your heart find peace. Let your heart vibrate with the highest fabric of life we call love. It is the only fabric of all that is. It's the raw material. From which absolutely any shape and form, whether gross or subtle, can become true. We want this. We want this to be our reference for these coming days. That stillness is not a respite. It is a pause we take deliberately because we know that when things are ready, they happen spontaneously, immediately. Effortlessly, elegantly. And also, we pause, we stay suspended throughout the entire waning cycle of the moon, because we still have a few things we'd like to let go of. Like we do when we breathe out. So at the same time we are totally still and we breathe out. And so the final separation of worlds and attachments and remains can happen. Many movements in the heart, possibly complex emotions, overwhelm, yes, at times. Cancer moon means an emotional moon. But the stillness is vaster, encompassing, and it can hold it. It can hold any turmoil in the heart. Enjoy every moment you ground yourself, being with yourself, being touched, that quality of being touched, moved. Being touched by the divine, by the grace of the divine. This is what we do now. Step by step process. It may be too much. We want to touch it, to perceive it, and want to be touched. We want to allow touch and being moved. Remember, we have extracted love from all previous experiences, personal, collective, conscious or unconscious. And we are now resting, breathing out, expelling what may still need to be let go of in anticipation of the great moment where the impulse for creating new shapes and forms will come to us. No haste.